unity. Come together.
A cast of five women in a play, directed by a woman, written by a woman, shouldn't be something that makes theatrical headlines in 2015, but unfortunately it still does. It's such a rarity. Melissa Bubnik's play, Boys Will Be Boys, has just opened at the Sydney Theatre Company, and it tells the story of women making it and trying to make it in the boys' club that is the trading floor. Here's Melissa. Now, there's a language warning on this story, and I started by asking her how important gender is to this play.
This play is all about gender. There was a decision I made really early on that, given that it's set in such an entrenched boys' club, I didn't want to have a play about women that was a cast of all men. So that kind of informed the choice about having women play men, because I just thought it would be awesome to have five women on stage. And it also kind of highlights that gender isn't something that's natural, but it's something that's performed, and we always perform our gender. We perform our ideas of what it is to be a man and what it is to be a woman. And I think having females play the male roles really highlights that.
Now, what did you start out wanting to explore when beginning preparing for this play?
It was about how women negotiate male power structures, and what do you do when you enter a boy's world? If you're a woman, how do you survive and how do you thrive in that world? And what are the choices available to you? Do you try and change that system? Do you constantly fight and try and create a space for you? Or do you try in some ways to become a man and minimize your femaleness in order to become one of the boys? And I think that was something I was interested in from the beginning. And really the world of finance was something that I was less curious about, but it became a fantastic setting because it is such a macho, really heavily dominated male world. And that is why the decision to make my characters foreign exchange brokers as well, because from my research, I heard that that is the most macho of all those.
And I do want to explore that in a moment, but it just occurred to me then when you were talking about women negotiating power structures within a boys' world kind of thing, theatre itself is criticised quite frequently about not representing women enough. And indeed, I was talking to a theatre maker the other day, a woman, who was saying to me, yes, you know, the balance might be shifting in terms of the productions that we see that are maybe equally written by women and directed by women, but they're still in the smaller theatre houses. There's still always issues. Have you had to negotiate living inside a boys' club kind of world?
I tend to think that the entire world is really a boys' club kind of world, whatever career you're in. And even when I speak to women friends who work in quite female-dominated industries, such as education or psychology or something like that, they're constantly coming up against barriers when, you know, regarding maternity leave and the way that they're viewed, and suddenly you have a child and you're no longer considered to be a serious leader or management material. And I think basically, our entire universe is really designed and made for men. In terms of my own experience about negotiating that, I feel like it's something that is very difficult to talk about in theatre, because there's this perception that we're all kind of lefty. There's no such thing as sexism in our industry, because we're all open-minded.
Small-L liberal.
Yeah, small-L liberal kind of people. But then you sort of just have to look at the kind of hard data about where women's work is being seen and how women are overrepresented in sort of education programs and things like that. So as opposed to main stages, it is a really difficult conversation to have, because people don't want to confront their own kind of entrenched sexism. I don't think it's conscious sexism in a lot of circumstances, but that's why sexism is so pervasive, because it's not necessarily conscious and it's challenging kind of ingrained, learned beliefs, which I think is very difficult for people to confront.
So you've never had to adapt your behaviour within the theatrical realm too?
I've definitely bitten my tongue when I've heard things that I thought were quite outrageous, and, you know, the characters in my play are much braver than I am and much more ballsy, but I tend to be, you know, it's a really difficult industry as well, and maybe all industries are like that, where so much of being commissioned and getting work is about your personal relationships with people. And so I think it's very difficult to risk not being liked or being considered difficult. It's why I admire so many other women within my industry who don't play that game at all and are just call a spade a spade.
It's a difficult game not to play, though, in any industry that you're in, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You expose some pretty grim aspects of the industry, the trades industry, that I'd love to think were fabricated, but they had the stench of truth about them. How did you research that very different world to the world that you inhabit?
It was actually really fascinating research. So I had interviews with a lot of women who work in that world, a couple of men, but I found the women were more open to speaking with me. A lot of that kind of detail in the play has actually come directly from the experiences that women shared with me, particularly around some of the more outrageous instances of sexism and racism that was sort of thrown away fun office banter. And one of the comments in the play, I'm not sure what my allowed to swear on.
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah, one of the comments.
Language
warning. One of the comments in the play, someone's referred to as a yellow rice eating cunt. And one of the women I spoke to was called that on her first day.
Are you kidding?
At her firm. And when she went to her manager saying that was completely out of line, was told not to be such a fucking princess. And so I feel that there is a kind of joy in this world about how bad can you be, and kind of challenging people's ideas. It's very anti-PC, and that kind of anti-PC brigade where it's like, I will be as appalling as I like and I dare you to call me on it. But I had an interview with a woman who has been an FX broker since the 80s and loves so many aspects of that world, and finds that whenever she's gone into hedge funds or other parts of finance, has found it so profoundly boring compared to the fun of broking. But you know, her experiences of a male colleague masturbating on her shoulder, or another female asking if she could be let go a little bit earlier one day and was told yes if she showed her tits, which she did. So it is this kind of outrageous world where I think rules of PC politics don't apply, which is kind of really shocking in 2015.
That was going to be what I asked you. Is this contemporary research? Like, did this happen recently, or is this kind of 1980s behaviour?
Well, some of those experiences are 1980s, but the woman who was called, I'm not going to say it again, but that was recently. I mean, that was within the last year. So, I mean, a lot of what I've learned from speaking to people who work in this industry is that a lot has changed. It's not as outrageous as it used to be, but that doesn't mean it's still not outrageous.
Melissa, what do you want this play to say about gender equality and feminism? That's a big question, isn't it?
It is a big question.
You must have thought about that.
Yeah, I definitely have. I think there is something about, if I look at the central character, Astrid, who the way she survives is to very much behave like a man in terms of, I'm as tough as anyone, I don't go in for this feminism stuff. And I think that there's something about women who kind of embrace qualities that oppress other women, like going to strip clubs or talking down other women. And I think that in the end, it doesn't actually get you what you want. If you think it buys you a ticket into the boys' world because you're one of the boys, you never really are going to be one of the boys.
Melissa Bubnick's Boys Will Be Boys is playing until the 16th of May at Sydney Theatre Company.